Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Cricket Australia has confirmed that our boy, our Adelaide boy, our South Australian boy, who we love dearly and a much-loved figure around the country, let alone the world, Alex Carey will make his test debut next Wednesday. Feel the pulse at the Gabba, and he joins us on the Rush Hour Live. Good afternoon, good evening, congratulations. We're bloody proud of you, young man. It must be a huge relief knowing you're going to get a baggy green cap.
Good afternoon. Yeah, thanks, Jars. It's... Oh, look, obviously very, very exciting, and I just can't wait to get out there and get stuck into it.
Keza, who told you? When did they tell you? Where? And who's the first person you told?
Bern, I found out the other night. I think we came in to Brisbane on Monday evening, and George Bailey tapped on the door, and... Yeah, I didn't know if it was going to end well, but he shook my hand, gave me a hug and said I was in. And then from there, I didn't hear much else that he said.
Hey, Keza, congratulations, mate. So, so happy for you. Well deserved. You must be happy, too, that you've got a bit of notice. You've got a few days to digest it and then get stuck into your prep.
Yeah, absolutely, Bluey. Like I said, found out the other night and obviously announced today. So, what is it, about a week's out from that first ball bowled. So, yeah, I'll look forward to seeing the boys over the next few days, get stuck into training, prepare, hopefully as normal as I do. But, yeah, very exciting lead-up. There's a bit of rain around, so hopefully that clears off and, yeah, we can... start the summer against the Poms in an Ashes and, a test debut. It's an absolute dream come true.
Oh, certainly is.
Boyhood
it's still
dream.
My dream.
It's still your dream.
I'm still a chance.
Keep dreaming,
I'm working away at
dreaming.
Blue, why aren't you emotional?
14.
Why aren't you emotional for Kez? You, even though you're back
what do you want me
English,
doing? He's jealous. He's jealous.
Mate, you've got to be proud because you've been there, Gregory.
Of course I am. Oh, you're proud, eh? Hey, two South Australians will be in the side because the team's been picked. And we know you know.
Yes.
And Trav's been picked, hasn't he?
Well done, Trav.
Yes.
Oh, mate, my lips are sealed.
That means he's in. He didn't say no. Well done, Trav.
Look, I hope for the best. You know, he's one of my closest mates. Outside of cricket as well. So it would be pretty damn special if I do line up alongside our South Australian captain in Trabby Head. He's in great form. We know how well he can perform at this level. So I would love to be able to put my arm around him, come that Australian national anthem.
Hey, Keza, there's nothing like an Ashes series. And both teams have been, troubled by the preparation up there. Tell us what's happening with the rain, the forecast. You guys were meant to be playing an internal game. I think that's been called off. So in terms of preparation, not ideal by the sounds of it.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Obviously, it's a bit wet. But I know the guys that were in the Gold Coast quarantine group had a really good block of training. They've played the T20 World Cup and they've been able to get a fair bit of time on legs and bowl and bat outdoors. And obviously the guys that have been home have been playing Sheffield Shield cricket. So that's been a good build-in. It's been a pretty chilled out environment. We'll get stuck in over the next couple of days. The weather looks pretty good. The sun is shining at the moment as I look out the hotel window. I think we'll be pretty uninterrupted to the lead-in from now.
Was there any ever doubt come over you in terms of your position, because you were the next man in for so long, for probably the last 18 months, 2 years, you were the next man in after Tim Payne, and then you sort of just hit a bit of a lean patch, and that's obviously highly documented, a good 100 on the weekend. Was there ever any doubt over your mind that you wouldn't be the next man in? And I suppose you're not in until George Bailey knocks on your window, but you were the backup keeper picked for South Africa, which was called off. Did that doubt come across you?
Well, I think there's always doubt until your name is read out in any teams. And No different for me, but I'd never questioned my confidence or ability or my preparation over the last couple of months. Like you said, the runs probably weren't, well, they weren't where I would like them to be to help South Australia win games of cricket, but I felt in a good place. I knew which end I had to hold the cricket bat, so that's a good start. But
You knew you were a left-hander.
I knew I was a lefty, and the handle was down one end, so I felt like I knew what I was doing, but would have loved a few more runs to help us win some games of cricket for South Australia. But I guess a score on the weekend is always nice, but, to get that knock on the door, there was no benefit.
Kez, Test match cricket is obviously about skill level, but a lot of it's to do with how you handle your emotions and that. How do you think you're going to handle the nerves leading into the game? I think, obviously playing international cricket, T20, 50 over cricket, you've had a taste of it, you know what it's going to be like.
I am fortunate to play alongside and stand behind the stumps to these bowlers in the white ball format. I don't know how I'll react come, that first ball's bowled. I'm obviously really excited right now. And I'll let my emotions sort of evolve and unfold over the next week. And look, come game day, it's same sort of stuff that, watch the ball, stay calm, stay focused, determination, all that stuff I think will just come. But yeah, I'm really excited just to sink my teeth into, the build-up to an Ashes series. Obviously, it's my first game, but it's a huge series for Australian cricket. Crowds back at the Gabba. I'm pumped.
Kez, just before we let you go, have you thought about reaching out maybe to Greg Blewett? Because, well, we didn't reach out to him. He reached out to us here at the Lockleys tonight about debuting in an Ashes series. He said, it's not that bloody hard.
Well,
what did you make?
I mean, I didn't have to keep, but the runs flowed. So
your first test, what'd you make?
Well, it was 100 and something. It was a while ago.
You idiot. Yeah. He's telling everyone around here, but please don't ring him.
Kezza, we are very proud, and South Australian cricket lovers will be watching and are very proud of you and Trav. So all the best and enjoy every moment of it, mate.
Thanks, Jars. No, I love the support from you three. And, hopefully it's a really successful summer for Australian cricket. And like I said, I'm really excited. I'm really grateful for the opportunity and love the support from you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, superstar. Alex Carey, get around him.
Yes, Kezza.
Good luck, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, mate.